This is Read Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Charge sheets filed against Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamichhane on charges of cooperative fraud, organized crime and money laundering. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls for further investigation to find all movable and immovable properties of Trivandrum University. Communication Minister Prithvi Subbagurung rules out possibility of change in ruling coalition. And Russia claims capture two more villages in East Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Charge sheets have been filed against several individuals, including Rashtriya Swatantra Party President and former Home Minister Ravi Lamichhane, on charges of cooperative fraud, organized crime and money laundering. Santi Devi Sharma, Assistant District Attorney at the District Government Attorney Office, confirmed that alongside Lamichhane, money laundering cases have been filed against Ram Bahadur Khanal, Chabi Lal Joshi and Leela Pichai. Sharma stated that a case has been filed against Lamichhane accusing him of misappropriating nearly 279 million rupees towards money laundering and 33.7 million rupees towards cooperative fraud. Additionally, cases have been filed against 19 individuals, including Lamichhane, on charges of organized crime, and against 31 individuals, including Lamichhane, on charges of cooperative fraud. The government attorney office reported that 63 people have been charged with cooperative fraud in total, with cases registered at the district court in Kaski. Lamichhane is accused of misappropriating funds from Surya Darshan Savings and Cooperatives Limited, based in Pokhara. He has been in police custody since October 18th, following his arrest in Kathmandu, after which he was taken to Kaski. Investigations are ongoing as Lamichhane is also suspected of misusing cooperative funds in other districts. Prime Minister and Chancellor of Trivandrum University, KP Sharma Oli, held discussions on the challenges facing the university and potential solutions. During an informal meeting of the Trivandrum University Senate convened at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbar today, the Prime Minister instructed TU office bearers to present proposals outlining the issues requiring decisions along with suggested solutions. The Prime Minister called for forming a task force to study and implement the findings of the Movable and Immovable Properties Search Committee of the University, emphasizing the need for further investigation as the report is insufficient. Representatives from university professors, employees, students, public campuses and other sectors presented their sector-specific issues and proposed resolutions in the meeting. Speaker Devraj Gimire has called for creating an environment where members of the Committee for Legislation Management can provide clarifications, particularly in situations where a committee meeting must be postponed due to a lack of quorum. In his address during a two-day review program on the operations of the House of Representatives sessions, and management, the speaker urged all relevant stakeholders to consider the consequences of prolonged postponement of committee meetings. He also voiced concern about the lack of effectiveness in the federal parliament's roles within the committee's operations. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has ruled out any possibility of a change in the ruling coalition. Speaking to media persons today, Minister Gurung, who is also the government spokesperson, reaffirmed that the current coalition between the Nepali Congress and CPN-UML was formed to ensure political stability and good governance. He also mentioned that the government is working to complete the remaining tasks of the peace process at the earliest. President Ramchandra Pawal has appointed Sumnima Tuladhar as a Nepal ambassador to Denmark. According to the President's office, the President made the appointment at the recommendation of Cabinet. The Kathmandu Conference on Communication and Media has started today, aiming to foster intellectual debate on the challenges and opportunities in mass media, particularly with the rise of new technology and social media. The two-day event is jointly organized by Trivuan University's Central Department of Journalism and Mass Communication and the Center for Media Research Nepal. Participants will discuss over a dozen research papers on topics such as disinformation, social media use, media bias, misinformation, and media literacy. In the inaugural session, Professor P. Kharel emphasized that despite advances in technology, delivering news based on fair and factual reporting remains a challenge for journalists and the media. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपियाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपियाँ। ओए, मोबाइल को डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने।
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has facilitated the players and managers of Janakpur Bulls, the champions of the inaugural Nepal Premier League NPL. In a ceremony at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwata today, Prime Minister Oli praised the team for their outstanding performance, calling it has helped elevate Nepali cricket. He also congratulated the Cricket Association of Nepal officials and managers. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russia has claimed that it has captured two more villages in East Ukraine, the latest territorial gains for Moscow's advancing army. The AFP news agency cited that Defense Ministry on Telegram had saying its troops had liberated the villages of Lozova in the northeastern Kharkiv region and Kharkivnoye. Russia has accelerated its advance across eastern Ukraine in recent months, looking to secure as much territory as possible before U.S. President-elect Donald Trump comes to power in January. Moscow's army claims to have seized more than 190 Ukrainian settlements in this year, with Kyiv struggling to hold the line in the face of manpower and ammunition shortages. Four people died when a helicopter crashed into a hospital in southwestern Turkey on Sunday, the provincial governor said, blaming the accident on thick fog. The AFP news agency cited the Mughla provincial governor as saying the helicopter fell to the ground after having struck the fourth story of a hospital during takeoff, killing two pilots, a doctor and an employee on board the vehicle. The governor said there was intense fog and the authorities were investigating the accident's cause. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has threatened to demand control of the Panama Canal after accusing Panama of charging excessive rates on U.S. ships passing through one of the busiest waterways in the world. Al Jazeera cited President-elect Trump on his Truth Social platform on Saturday as saying the Navy and Commerce have been treated in a very unfair and injudicious way and the fees being charged by Panama ridiculous. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair in hilly regions of Lumini Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province. There is also possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous areas of Koshi Province and Gandaki Province. The weather will also be mainly fair in Madesh Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Charge sheets filed against Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisane on charges of corporate fraud, organized crime and money laundering. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls for further investigation to find all movable and immovable properties of Tribhuvan University. Communication Minister Prithvi Subbagurung rules out possibility of change in ruling coalition. And Russia claims capture two more villages in East Ukraine. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.